Listening 5. Listen to Sam talking about his project on Roman Britain. Well, I chose to do some research on Romans in Britain because Romans have always fascinated me with their strength and wit. They conquered Britain neither for economics nor for the defence of their borders. The war fought in Britain was only for Emperor Claudius's prestige. Julius Caesar had already tried to invade Britain in 55 BC, but the revolt in Gaul had drawn him away from there, increasing the desire for this land. Claudius sent an army of about 40,000 soldiers who fought their first battle near the river Medway, crushing the tribe of Cataveloni, dominating the southeast. In spite of the resistance, the Romans continued their conquest, moving towards Wales. It took decades to fall, but in the end, that area was conquered too. On the southwestern front, the Romans also had to fight against the Iceni tribe, led by their queen Boudica, in 60 AD, with the risk of being expelled from Britain. But they were successful, and invasion continued towards the north, where Governor Julius Agricola reached the present Moray Firth in 84 AD. This marked the furthest point of Roman conquest in Britain. The border was marked by Hadrian's Wall, built between 120 and 130 AD. The line separating Roman civilization from British barbarians was 73 miles across northern Britain, with ditches, a stone wall, forts, mile castles, turrets, and a garrison of 8,000 men. Romans remained in Britain about 350 years as the dominant population. Towns started to appear across the country, like York, Chester, Bath, and others, all linked by military roads. When Rome started to be attacked by various barbarian tribes, soldiers in Britain began to be recalled to the capital and left Britain to Angles and Saxons.